Yes, it is The Critic with the hardworking and talented Audrey from the Modern Connection downtown. Audrey, how are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
Every day is a holiday for me. And last weekend, we had a gigantic weekend. It was Bridge Run Saturday. I was downtown for the Bridge Run. And you can see everything I did downtown, thanks to the Modern Connection, on our website, 1055thebridge.com. But I did go to your website, themodernconnection.com, and I see you are a big runner. Did you do the Bridge Run?
I did not.
Why not?
It scares me. You know, all those people on such a small surface, it just, something about it freaks me out, but I do love running. So
it's something you do have to do once.
Yes.
You got to do the Bridge Run once. And you know, I didn't do it this year. Maybe we'll do it together next year.
Yeah.
Well, that is a goal for me. And The Modern Connection, they handle all our stuff. I don't know what I'm doing. I just send it to them and they take care of everything. You take care of everything for all your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. We try very hard to make sure all needs are met and all expectations are met. So definitely want to make sure everybody has a pretty unique experience because we recognize that all businesses are different with what they need.
TheModernConnection.com. And Audrey, what else has been happening? I know you always got a lot going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So today we're actually going to be going over, you know, an advertising tactic on Twitter that a lot of companies may not be aware of. Not necessarily new. It's actually been around since 2014, but it's actually emoji-based targeting on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, and it's pretty cool. I was actually pretty shocked about this when I read a blog about it. But emojis have obviously become a popular way for people to communicate. To me, they look like little cave markings on the wall. We've kind of reverted back. And people have actually used more than 110 billion emojis in their tweets since 2014, which I thought was pretty cool.
That's a huge number. Emojis.
Yeah. I wonder how many I text. So yeah, 2 years ago, Twitter allowed brands to target their ads based on the emojis that people include in their tweets. So, for example, if you use the all favorite poop emoji, you could very well be targeted for an ad by Charmin. So if you ever, you know, have used an emoji, you probably don't even realize that you're being targeted by some of these brands. I use emojis for everything.
That is a good emoji.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
So it might sound a little ridiculous. It's actually not really, right? Because being able to, you know, really target people based on emojis is almost as if you're targeting people based on keywords. So if you think about when you're searching on Google, you're typing in a specific keyword, it's almost like using that keyword, except it's a little picture emoji. So the big question, can emoji targeting really drive results? So this was actually tested by the CMO of 4C, which is a company that is one of Twitter's 6 certified partners to run these types of campaigns. And they said that one of their agency clients in the restaurant industry actually was able to see their engagement rates increase by 260%.
That's a lot.
That is huge. So this means that the ad went up 2.6 times over the advertiser's traditional ads. And that's, you know, huge because we actually typically only see a 10% lift. So this is something that, you know, really is producing a solid result. Everybody uses emojis. That's not really age-based. My grandmother uses emojis.
Yeah. Even I can use them. Yeah.
So it's definitely something that's used across the board on many social platforms. So I'm interested to see if, you know, some more of these platforms are going to start kind of taking that down the road. So Facebook, maybe we'll see that eventually adapt that. So the downfall of this type of targeting is that there's actually no streamlined or universal standard to an emoji. So somebody might use, you know, the frustrated face as, you know, if they're being sarcastic, while somebody else might be using it if they're actually angry. So that's kind of the downfall when you're targeting somebody based on these ads, but definitely not something to be scared of.
See, the ladies from the Modern Connection, they are independent, they are hardworking, they are talented, and they know their stuff. You showed me some stuff this morning at the offices, and I was very impressed.
Oh,
but Modern
you.
Connection, you've been doing everything with us for, I don't know how many years, probably getting close to 10 years.
Yeah.
So whenever you go to 1055thebridge.com, you see the Critics Choice playlist. You see me out at the Cooper River Bridge Run or the Pretender Show. All that stuff is due to the Modern Connection. So they can definitely help your business, whatever it may be.
Yeah, absolutely. And we offer free consultations. If you're interested, our number is 843-718-2000. 2988. You can also sign up for a free consultation on our website, themodernconnection.com.
And Camilla from The Modern Connection, she will be out next weekend with me at the High Water Festival, the two sold out shows. So we're going to have artist interviews and pictures and updates. So again, The Modern Connection will be with us. Couldn't make it through High Water without them.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited for that. So I know Camilla is a really popular account manager with us. So definitely go say hi to her.
And you'll be with us too.
Yes. Yes,
all right,
absolutely.
Very good. Yeah. Excellent. All right. Well, Audrey, it was a pleasure having you in today. Very informative. And again, let The Modern Connection help you with all your digital marketing and service needs. They do a great job. And we'll definitely speak to you again very, very soon. And we'll see you at High Water next weekend.
Yeah, see you guys next weekend. Thank you so much.